All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at how some really savvy companies are using PR to kind of set themselves apart from the pack. And we've got a really, really fascinating case study from Document Manager about this company called Revely.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty cool to break down what they did and how they did it.
Yeah, they've got a really interesting story to tell.
Yeah.
And it's a good example of what we call a momentum story.
A momentum story.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
So basically, you know, a momentum story is all about highlighting, you know, a company's upward trajectory.
Okay.
You know, their achievements, the things that are going to catch the eye of potential clients, investors, anybody who might be interested in, you know, their success.
Interesting.
And, you know, Revely did a really great job at this. Oh. You know, they strategically wove in things like, you know, strategic hires. They brought in some big names in their industry.
Oh, interesting.
They've rolled out some major updates to their platform. And they've even formed some pretty influential partnerships, you know?
Okay, so it's less about like bragging and more about showing their progress, their momentum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, really painting this picture of, you know, a company on the move, a company that's, you know, going places. And if you look at, you know, Revely's growth,
right,
they've got a story to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, 35% year-over-year growth.
Wow.
Their subscription revenue has surged 355% in just 2 years.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So how did they actually craft this momentum story?
Well, they did it by focusing on, you know, the specifics.
Okay.
You know, instead of just saying, hey, our automation solutions are great,
right,
they would highlight a customer testimonial talking about how much time it saved them.
Yeah.
Or they might, you know, showcase how a particular solution streamlined, you know, a complex process for one of their clients.
Oh, right.
You know, it's about, you know, really making that impact tangible.
Gotcha. So make it real for people.
Exactly.
So you mentioned Document Manager before.
Yeah.
What role did that play in all of this?
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
From a kind of more technical perspective, because getting featured in a well-respected publication like Document Manager,
right,
isn't just about the visibility that it gives you. It's also about SEO.
Okay.
The article includes a backlink to Revely's website. Hmm. Which is a really big deal in terms of, you know, boosting their search engine rankings.
Hold on, backlink. I'm not sure I remember what that is.
Oh, yeah, sure. So backlinks are basically like votes of confidence from other websites.
Okay.
So when an authoritative site like Document Manager links to Revely, it tells search engines like Google,
right,
hey, this Revely website, it's trustworthy, it's relevant.
Gotcha.
And that can translate into, you know, higher rankings in those search results.
Okay.
Which means more people are going to find them online.
So PR is doing double duty then.
Exactly.
Building the story, but then also like boosting their visibility online.
Yeah.
So it's like a 1-2 punch. But isn't there more to PR than just the technical stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, backlinks, they're important, but the real heart of PR,
yeah,
is building trust.
Okay.
And genuine engagement with your target audience.
Yeah.
And Revely did this by going beyond just, you know, the numbers and the data, you know, their story. It's about their journey. It's about their commitment to finding customer-centric solutions.
It's humanizing themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how you create a genuine connection.
It's making them relatable.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to work with a faceless corporation.
Nobody wants to be just another number.
Exactly.
Right? And that's really how you build a reputation that people can trust.
Okay. So I'm seeing the value of a good story. I'm seeing the value of the more technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But were there like concrete, measurable results from Revely's PR efforts? Or was this all kind of just warm and fuzzy feelings?
No. There were absolutely measurable results.
Okay, good.
The Document Manager article, it led to a big increase in website traffic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It drove a surge in qualified leads.
Yeah.
And it definitely boosted their brand reputation.
Those are all things you can track.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are all outcomes that you can measure, you can analyze, and they can really prove the effectiveness of a well-executed PR strategy.
So for our listener out there who's maybe thinking about their own business, what would you say is like the big takeaway here?
I think the big takeaway is that PR, especially when it's focused on a compelling momentum story,
yeah,
it can be a real game changer.
It's not just press releases and media appearances.
No, it's not.
It's telling your story and building trust and using these smart tactics like backlinks to boost your visibility.
Exactly. And that's something that, you know, any business can do.
Yeah.
Regardless of their size or their industry.
It's about taking control of the narrative.
It is.
Yeah.
It's about taking control of your story. Great point. Well, here's something to think about. How can you use this, use a strategic PR approach, maybe your own momentum story, to reach your business goals? That's something to think about. Until next time, keep diving.